Corduroy watched them sadly as they walked away. "I didn't know I'd lost a button," he said to himself. "Tonight, I'll go and see if I can find it." Late that evening, when all the shoppers had gone and the doors were shut and locked, Corduroy climbed carefully down from his shelf and began searching everywhere on the floor for his lost button. Suddenly, he felt the floor moving under him. Quite by accident, he had stepped onto an escalator, and up he went. Could this be a mountain, he wondered? "I think I've always wanted to climb a mountain." He stepped off the escalator as it reached the next floor, and there before his eyes was the most amazing sight. Tables and chairs and lamps and sofas and rows of beds. "This must be a palace," Corduroy gasped. "I guess I've always wanted to live in a palace." He wandered around admiring the furniture. "This must be a bed," he said. "I've always wanted to sleep in a bed." And up he crawled onto a large, thick mattress. All at once, he saw something small and round. "Why, here's my button," he cried. And he tried to pick it up. But like all the other buttons on the mattress, it was tied down tight. He yanked and pulled with both paws until, pop, off came the button, and off the mattress Corduroy toppled, bang, into a tall floor lamp. Over it fell with a crash.